Kicking off the holiday weekend. It's free. And if you don't have anything else to do, I highly recommend you get down and see this guy before he retires or leaves Detroit, or for whatever reason he no longer plays Detroit. He's just somebody that everybody ought to see at least once in their life. Here's Dennis Coffey doing Serpico.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was a little bit more Dennis Coffey. That was Serpico and Serpico 2. And that's one of the things that made him famous, other than the fact that he was with the Funk Brothers. Unfortunately, none of the Funk Brothers got their due while they were they never got credit for any of the stuff they did for Motown until the movie came out. Well, we got our thumbs up. It is almost time to go live. Are we ready to go? All right. Okay. We have Pat Pred in the studio. Actually, he has a guest with him. It's going to be an acoustic and electric set. And is Mr. White ready?
Yes, we are. In fact, Pat, are you ready out there in the studio?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm fired up.
All right, why don't you just go ahead and do your first song?
We are going to talk.
What about the time you said to me? Happiness you bring me can't be real. What about the broken bricks of love we always used to fix crumbling? Is this war now? I want to know if my demanding was a late misunderstanding. But to find out, hope I wouldn't have to ask you twice. I know the answer will not come without difference won't suffice, and I know the answer when I ask you not to leave and you turn and look away. Am I supposed to read what's on your mind? It's not a lie. Left in me is everything we used to be, hypnotized by the memories. What if I reached out for your hand and I tried some understanding? Would I find out I can't fix the change in you and me? I know the answer will not come without a price, and then difference won't suffice, and I know the answer when I not to leave and you turn away, and I guess the answer that I really need to know before I let you go is how long have I not known this whole thing has been sliding away? Away. Thank you.
That was the answer.
All right. Yes. All right. Say, Pat, you've got another partner in here today with you.
I got Mr. Steve Walensky playing a multitude of axes over there. He's going to be on 6-string, 12-string, and bass guitar at the end.
All right.
So my partner in crime.
Well, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Pat Pred?
I am Pat Pred. I'm a singer-songwriter from the metro area, Canton to be specific. I've been writing songs for about 5 years, I guess. Been playing forever, playing music my whole life. So the guy across the studio from me is kind of the guy that's given me the push to, I don't know if it's taken it to the next level, but we're starting to play out now, and I don't know, see what happens. I've got a lot of good feedback so far, so we'll see how this hour goes, whether it's a plus or a minus. We're hoping for good things. So.
Well, in fact, you say you've got some shows out. Where are you playing?
I've been playing, we just started playing out. I've been playing at the Plymouth Coffee Bean in Plymouth, right downtown Plymouth, a block off of Main Street. And we are going to be playing there, July 5th, I guess, right? The holiday weekend, Saturday night. We can talk a little more about that later, but, that's our next show is going to be July 5th. So, and we're also talking about Steve and I are originally from Indiana, and we're working on getting a couple of gigs booked in Indiana as well, so stay tuned on that. All my activities is posted on the website, on my website, patpred.com, P-R-E-D-D. If anybody's writing it down, I'll say that a couple of more times, so.
Okay, do you have a MySpace site as well?
Of course, yeah. You know, actually, that's how Margaret, I think, first contacted me. MySpace.com/PatPred, all one word, P-R-E-D-D, everybody. That's really the best way to find out what's going on. So,
all right. And really, to find out what's going on, the main thing is all about the music. Have you got a couple more songs for us?
Oh, we got several more, Roger. Next one we're going to do is a cutoff of my CD that came out, I put out last year. The title of the song is Should I Feel Sorry?
Me, I can never be the one.
funny how the things I wear don't fit the same on you. The same on you. The same on you.
Should I feel sorry?
All right.
I was off the Goodbye Easy album.
Okay.
CD I got out right now. We'll hear a little bit more of that later. The CD, I guess. Not to spoil any secrets, but.
Well, hi, Pat. It's real nice to have you here in the studio. I'm glad we finally got you in, as well as Steve. And we're here, and we want to remind people that we can, if they're driving out of the area and they don't get to hear the whole thing and they want to catch it, they can check it out on the podcast at whfr.fm. Mm-hmm. And
we've been spreading the word, Margaret.
Thank you. Yeah. So how did you get started writing music?
Man, I've always said, I don't know, this is probably the same singer-songwriter story you're going to hear from everybody, but been playing instruments since I've been a kid, and I started really getting serious about writing songs about 5 years ago. And when you start out, you hear, you let your friends and your relatives hear, and everybody says how great it is, and you start to get a big head, and then you come down to earth. I joined an organization out in Los Angeles that basically is an A&R company for musicians like me. And they review your music, and if it's good enough, they'll forward it on to record companies, TV cables, opportunities. And my first few reviews were horrible. Your songs are terrible, but they would critique it with a constructive criticism. So eventually I got better and better, to the point where I started singing some songs, or writing some songs that people were kind of starting to take some interest in. So that's cool. We're going to play some more, obviously, a lot more original tunes here. The next one I want to do.
Okay, we need to hold on just a second. We're having a little bit of trouble with the CD burner, so it shut off on us. So
all right.
We're going to keep talking for a few more minutes while they get that queued up. We've got you've got a MySpace site as well as a website, and you're going to be playing at the Plymouth Coffee Beanery July 5th.
That's right, yeah. I want to point out that the website space is www.patpred.com. We're going to hit that a lot. P-R-E-D-D. MySpace is really more of the two sites is the more active site. I spend time on it every day. Blogs and shows and general information. There's a lot of pictures and stuff, just like everybody does on MySpace. But that's the one that you want to go to. All of the... all the album stuff and a lot of the, most of the stuff, I think all the stuff that we're going to play today is on the website that you can listen to and download. And then on the MySpace page is also some stuff that is not on the, some acoustic stuff that's not on the website or the album. So it's kind of a little, I don't know, it's a treat for me. I don't know if it is for anybody else, but.
Okay, so. Well, it looks like we got things working in here, and you got some more music
for
us?
All right, you ready for me?
All right.
All right, the next tune I'm going to do is a song that's not on the album. It's a newer song. It's a song, I don't know, a lot of my songs, I don't know, I haven't been criticized, but it's been noted that a lot of my songs are, I don't know if sad, but talk about trouble and difficulty in your life, and it's part of it's from personal experience. But this next song is really kind of a more of an upbeat song about, hey, finding yourself and finding the courage and intestinal fortitude, I guess, to do something you wouldn't normally have the courage to do. And it's appropriately titled, I Will. I'm going to do this one by myself. Steve's going to rest his fingers for a couple minutes. So. Song is I Will.
Stop shaking. Thinking about the reasons why we were never meant to fly. Cause if we could, I'd be out of here by now. Got things I won't tell anyone, even when I'm dying. People think I agonize, but they can't see behind my eyes. And I'm the only one who believes in me now. I will not crumble in this moment. I will turn this moment into mine, and I'll rise above the noise. You'll see, I will. Yes, I will. Been thinking more about the school here, thinking about leaving. Ask if one more day would help me win the game we play, or would it just move the pieces around? All of a sudden I am older, something that you're feeling too. Feeling something grow inside I was never meant to hide, and maybe you're the one who believes in me now. I will not crumble in this moment. I will turn this moment into mine, and I'll rise above the noise. You'll see, I will. Oh, yes, I will. I will. Could I have finally come to realize that I have come alive? I hope this moment is not more than I have as. For all can handle at this time, and this time I will not crumble in this moment. I will turn this moment into mine, and I'll rise above the noise. You'll see.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we're glad to see you've got a more upbeat attitude here.
Intestinal fortitude here.
I feel like a movie star with the pictures.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. I wanted copies of those, all right? All right.
Sure. Oh, and that's a good thing to mention is we just, at our last pledge drive, You were commenting about the microphones earlier. We bought those last year with our pledge drive money.
Right, okay.
This year we've got it expanded our website to now include pictures. So I'll get these up there as soon as I can.
Cool. So. All right, we'll be looking for them.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your current CD?
I kind of mentioned it at the beginning a little bit. Should I Feel Sorry is that first song we did off of that CD. I put out the title of the CD is Goodbye Easy, and it's a 7-song. I guess it's an EP. It's not really a CD because it's not got a ton of songs on it. But I put it out last year. It's available on iTunes, a lot of different Napster, and I can't even remember Walmart.com. It's available all kinds of places. You can get go to my website. You'll find it. Or anybody's got iTunes can just search for Pat Pred, P-R-E-D-D. It's 2 D's. You'll find me. You listen to them. But it's a lot of fun to make, and it really represents my first, I guess, good songs, good enough songs to play for other people. I wrote a lot of, I don't know, stinkers before that. I think I've gotten better every time I write a song. I hope I get a little bit better, but I'm proud of those first 7 songs.
Okay. I saw in your bio that you also were on the Detroit Rockers for Life.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, I think, let's talk about Rockers for Life first of all. Lumina Records is a record company out of Boston, and they do Rockers for Life CDs for all the major cities in the United States, and I had the opportunity to be on the 2007 Rockers for Life CD, which is basically a drunk driving awareness activity. Initiative, and I think that's how you found out about me.
I'm pretty sure they sent you a CD,
right?
Yeah.
And this next tune we're gonna do was track 6 on that CD. It's also the title track of the CD, my CD, and the name of the song is "Goodbye Easy."
Never gonna fake this goodbye easy.
There it is.
All Goodbye, right.
Yes, very nice.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, that's the title cut off your latest record.
That's right. Yeah, one and only record, unless you count the Detroit Rock is for Life.
Oh, you got to count everything.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay. Now, where can listeners find out more about you other than your MySpace site?
Yeah, that's about it. Well, they can listen to WHFR 89.3. And I'm actually looking forward to having the podcast later, too. That's kind of cool.
It'll be available. That'll be available right after you're done. It goes up right after it finishes recording.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah. It's available immediately.
All right.
About 2 minutes.
Everybody hear that out there? Well, actually, the people that heard that out there aren't going to need to listen to it anyway because they're listening right now, right?
You'd be amazed how many hits we get on the podcast.
Do you?
Yeah. It's... Susan, our general manager, has been able to check the logs, and she said that I believe it was three different countries a lot of different states. And they're really, in fact, what happened was we were so successful with the Motor Live Drive podcast that we actually had a problem with the computer system back in February. And so the campus said, with your next pledge drive, let's get you off the campus computer system.
You guys got booted, huh?
So the benefit was we now have a better sound, and we don't lose people that are listening online is easy.
Oh,
and,
right,
you know, we used to have that happen occasionally. It doesn't happen anymore. We haven't heard any more complaints.
Good.
But we're taking the money that people pledge, and we're using it to improve the situation.
That's really great, putting it back in, and the college isn't complaining anymore either, so
right.
That's good.
That's right. We always like to give a push and keep things moving.
I know where you're going with that.
No.
Nice segue there, Roger. This next tune I'm going to do, Roger kind of already spoiled it, is a brand new song. Actually, it's the first time I'm going to play it publicly, so I hope I don't mess it up, but I just wrote this about a month ago, and... on my MySpace page in the comments, I've been saying I got a new one brewing. Well, if anybody's paid attention to the MySpace page, you saw that. And this is the song that's been brewing, so I hope it's good. This song is another kind of pick-me-up kind of song. It's about someone that would give you a significant other or otherwise, gives you a push to do to get to the next level or to give you the confidence to do something you might not have the courage to do. And in my case, I got a couple people, my wife, my lovely wife, Julie, who I know is listening. Hi, Julie. And old Steve-O over there standing over there taking another break on this song. He's giving me a push to get in, take it to the next level, I guess. So I'm humbled by the attention, and it's cool, and hope I do some things that people like. So this next song is Push.
All right.
Tried and failed, this bitter pill we call rejection would just turn you away. Could I have known that you saw it as a sign of my conviction and helped me seize the day? You give me all the push I need and show me how the stars are not that far away. Pull down this wall and push me up to a place I didn't think I'd ever be. Could it be that you're there for me? I guess this means I gotta follow through this brand new little change in my direction. I found my biggest fan. If I fall apart along the way, knowing that you're there to catch the pieces helps me understand. You give me all the push I need. Show me how the stars are not that far away. Pull down this wall and push me up to a place I didn't think I'd ever be. You're there for me.
told you once, and then you told me twice, that sacrifice is worth the price. And looking back on where I've been, I know I won't fall back again, as long as you're with me. You give me all the push I need. Show me how the stars are not that far away. Pull down this wall and push me up to a place I didn't think I'd ever be. Could it be that we found out?
Alrighty. That was, well, you had something brewing, and that was well worth waiting for.
Thank you, Margaret.
Speaking of brewing, I want to remind people that you occasionally play the Plymouth Coffee Bean.
That's
and
right.
next time will be July 5th. So
that's right.
And
I'm going to be playing with a singer-songwriter out of Royal Oak who you need to get in here, you guys. Her name's Courtney Robb. If you haven't had her, I don't know if you've had her in here yet or not.
No, not yet.
Mm-mm.
You guys got to get hold of Courtney and get in her. She's a great talent. I'm humbled to be playing with her. She plays all over the metro area and is definitely a talent, so write her name down
and
get
hold
of her.
When will you be playing with her?
July 5th, Roger.
Okay.
It's a holiday weekend. We'll be playing out at the Plymouth Coffee Bean Company. Jeffrey St. John and the good people out at the Bean are going to be welcoming us again. So looking forward to doing that.
Okay, well, speaking of Courtney, what are your influences? Where do you get your...
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
I don't know. I look at influences in two ways. You get musical influences and lyrical influences. My musical influences are, I don't know, the stuff I like to listen to is Counting Crows is a big influence. Dave Matthews Band is a big one. Older stuff like Steely Dan, I've listened to a lot just because of the complexities of the arrangements and the melodies and the harmonies and the stuff they do is just really, really cool. And I think from a musical standpoint, as a songwriter, I think you pick and choose little bits and pieces of everything you like and put that into what your sound is like. I don't know if I sound like any of those people, but I think that I have a mishmash of little pieces of those guys. Lyrical influences, I think, are a little bit different, and I think lyrical influences, for the most part, are life experiences. At least for me, they are. I don't know about other songwriters, but I started writing songs about 5 years ago, seriously, during a kind of rough part of my life, and so that kind of explains kind of the, I don't know, sound of kind of sad lyrics, and they've gotten, as things have gotten better, and I think the lyrics have gone that way as well, so... As far as musical influences, Dave Matthews is a really big influence from a musical standpoint. He does cool lyrics too, and they have a huge following. I'm gonna do a cover song, Dave Matthews song. It's a song off their second album. It hasn't had a lot of radio play, but he plays it live, and his fans. It's a huge hit to all the real hardcore Dave Matthews fans, and plays it live and acoustically, and it's a really cool song. So we're gonna attempt to do our version of it. And we'll never do it as good as Dave does, but we're going to give it a shot. The name of the song is Number 41.
jest my troubles. Oh, I'm coming slow but speeding. Do you wish I'm dancing while I'm in the front? My play on time is won. Oh, the difficult.
All right.
Number
very
41,
nice.
Dave Matthews. So one of my influences.
Okay, and do you have any upcoming projects?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, Roger. I mentioned earlier I work with a I've got a a company out in Los Angeles that I work with. The name of the company is Taxi. And if anybody from Taxi's listening, you guys rock. I got an opportunity through Taxi. They afforded actually the answer, the first song that we did, forwarded that to a distributor that's affiliated with Sony BMG. And we are contemplating doing a project with them that would hopefully go somewhere. We're trying to put the all the new songs that we've got out that aren't on Goodbye Easy are going to be on another EP, and we're trying to get that done. So we're trying to kind of taper our shows down to make time to get the rest of our CDs done, and hopefully something's going to come with that opportunity. So kind of excited about it. It's kind of a neat little thing that has happened here in the last 2 weeks. So the next tune we're going to do, are we looking on time? Let's do, I'm going to do one more song. This is a song that, this is not on any albums. This is one of the very first songs that I wrote that I guess people started to say, you know, you play your songs for people and you get the, okay. This is the first song I got where people started to go, all right, okay. So this song's called What Do I Say? I wrote this about 4 years ago or something, and really a cool little song. I'm going to play it by myself. Steve's going to take another break.
Slave driver.
And it started. Sit down, Steve. Behave yourself. The beginning is a little bit like the theme from MASH. anybody remembers the theme from MASH? What do I say?
Right. Ah, yeah.
So, sounds real good.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. In fact, we've asked about your upcoming shows already, but can you tell us more?
Let's hit it again.
Yeah.
I think we should. This is an opportune time.
Third time's the charm.
That's right. We got to do three, right? Hey, I'm playing at the Plymouth Coffee Bean Company. When is it again, Steve?
July 5th,
I think, is when it is. Holiday weekend, playing out there with Courtney Robb. Courtney, if you're listening, hi. It'll be a great show. I hope it's a great show. I know it'll be a great show for Courtney. I think we'll do pretty well as well. all the details are on patpred.com.
You got to be more positive. You got to be more positive, Pat. Come on.
Yeah, I know. This is. I'm very humbled by this whole thing, so it's a really cool opportunity to have. WHFR. You guys are super to have me in here. Very, 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 very appreciated for this opportunity.
And we have written down that show, so we will announce it in July. So
don't forget.
Oh, heaven forbid.
All right. So next tune we're going to do is another new song. We played it for the first time kind of by accident back in March because we were running out of songs, and I said, Steve, let's try doing this song I just wrote. I think we're going to do a little bit better this time because we know it a little bit better now. We hope. This is a song about, it's another sad song.
Oh, not it.
This is a song called Do You Believe?
Reaching
All right.
Do You Believe? That'll be on this next project I'm working on. That'll be on. So.
All right. In fact, you wanted to get one song from your latest project, Goodbye Easy.
Yep, I want to kind of play a studio version just to see, show the listeners that live and acoustic in the studio's different. And I like doing both. It's more of a feedback thing, but instant feedback with live and delayed gratification with studio. So let's play a studio track. I think we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Are we going to do that later, or are we going to do that?
Well, we're just about done. We're just about done with this show.
So
we've got just enough time to play this.
Right.
Here we go.
That's Pat Pred and off Goodbye Easy, and he needed some space, and that's just about what we need to do is get out of here and make time for the jump button. I want to thank a whole lot Steve Walensky.
That's right. Thank you.
And Pat Pred for coming in, and July 5th you'll be at the Coffee Beanery. Check them out at their MySpace site, and remember you can always catch this on the podcast at whfr.fm. Any last words?
Guys, thank you so much for this opportunity. We had a great time. Really did. Thank you so much for getting a hold of me, Margaret.
I'm really glad you finally got in.
Super,
and looking forward to seeing your show on the 5th.
Great.
And we'll be in touch.
Okay,
and definitely when you get your next CD out.
I'll send you a copy.
Thank
Will
you.
Do.